Good afternoon. A cold and dry air mass continues to feed into our forecast area from a ridge of high pressure folding in from southeast Canada. Skies should remain mostly cloudy, although we could see some peaks of sun in the early afternoon hours. Highs will once again be on the chilly side due to the feed of Arctic air from the north, along with limited insulation. Highs will be in the upper teens to the mid-20s as expected. Some weak isentropic lift begins late in the day in response to low amplitude shortwave energy approaching from the south and west. Some entry-level chance of some light snow over the eastern Catskills and western Adirondacks in the evening is possible, but most areas will remain dry until after sunset. Heading into the night tonight, an area of low pressure looks to quickly pass through the region starting overnight tonight and clearing out by mid-Sunday morning, most areas looking to see a very light coating of snowfall. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an intrusion of bitterly cold temperatures combined with an active storm track emerging out of the Pacific and Gulf of Mexico will lead to a myriad of winter weather hazard across the continental U.S. this weekend. Starting in the east, areas of low pressure riding along a boundary off the southeast coast induce showers and thunderstorms from the Carolinas to Florida. Flash flood watches are in effect for parts of the Florida Panhandle and both southern Georgia and Alabama this weekend, where over 2 inches of rainfall is expected. Farther north, sub-freezing temperatures support precipitation falling in the form of an icy, wintry mix. Winter weather advisories extend from northern North Carolina to the Delaware Valley, where ice accumulations as high as a quarter of an inch are possible into Saturday evening. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 90 degrees at Miles City, Florida, to a low of negative 42 at Big Fork, Minnesota. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, cloudy with a chance of snow and sleet, high of 29. In Boston, partly sunny with a high near 27. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance for snow showers with a high near 20 degrees. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 34 and the normal low is 17. The record high of 58 degrees was set back in 1900, while the record low of 18 below was set back in 1875. Today's sunrise was at 6:55 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:25 p.m. It's a total of 10 hours and 30 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 39 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper teens. Wind chill values will make it feel as though it is below zero. For the night tonight, we will see the chance for snow showers to arrive as we work our way into the overnight period, and then we will stay cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low teens and upper single digits. Snowfall accumulations look to stay under an inch. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 20s and low 30s. For the night tonight, we will see some patchy snow and then maybe even some sleet mixing in as skies remain cloudy and overnight lows drop down into low 20s and upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as highs reach near the mid-20s. For the night tonight, light snow looks likely and cloudy skies stick around as overnight lows drop down into the upper teens and low 20s. Chance of snowfall accumulation looks to be at under an inch. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly cloudy with highs near the mid-20s. For the night tonight, we will see the chance with some snow showers and some freezing drizzle as skies remain cloudy and overnight lows drop down into the teens. Snow accumulations look to be under an inch. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking mostly cloudy this afternoon as highs reach near the low 20s and upper teens. For the night tonight, snow showers become likely and maybe a mix of freezing drizzle in there as skies remain cloudy and overnight lows drop down towards the mid-teens. Snow accumulations look to stay at an inch or less. Region-wide for tomorrow, that chance for snow ends early early on will stay mostly cloudy on Valentine's Day, with highs reaching into the upper 20s and low 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.